Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we pray together? Can we pray, I am advancing? Can you hear you say, I'm advancing? Can I say, I am advancing? I am advancing. I am knowing the Lord better and better. I'm getting stronger spiritually. I'm getting wiser in the affairs of the world. I am advancing. I am advancing. I'm getting to know the Lord better and better. Better and better. I am increasing spiritually. I'm knowing the Lord better and better. I'm getting stronger spiritually. I am getting wiser in the affairs of the world. I am advancing. I advance. I know the Lord better and better. I become stronger spiritually. I become wiser in the affairs of the world. I am advancing. I am advancing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray? I am advancing. His divine nature gives me all things that pertains to life and godliness. I partake of the divine nature. I advance. I partake of the divine nature of God. His divine power is giving me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Physical things, spiritual things, His divine power are making available to me. His divine power is making available to me all things that pertain. Maria Catalaba Cata. All things that pertain to godliness and life. His divine power is giving them to me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray? I am supernaturally advancing. Say supernaturally. I am advancing. I'm experiencing increase. I am being noticed. I am becoming relevant. I am becoming great. I am being noticed. My business is being noticed. My efforts are being noticed. My efforts are rewarded. I am advancing supernaturally. I am increasing supernaturally. I am being noticed. I am moving forward. I am making progress. In the name of Jesus, I am advancing. I am advancing in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Can we pray? Say, I advance beyond human boundaries. I advance beyond satanic limitations. I advance beyond the competitor's blackmail. I advance. Beyond every gang up and conspiracy. I advance. Can we pray? I advance. Beyond every human boundaries. I advance. Beyond satanic limitations. I advance. Beyond the blackmail of every competitor. I advance. Beyond every gang up and conspiracy. I advance. Beyond every envious lies against me. I advance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we pray? Can we decree? I advance. I overtake. I overcome. I recover all. I advance. I overtake. I overcome. I recover all. I advance. I overtake. I advance. I overtake. I overcome. I recover all. I advance. I overtake. I overcome. I recover all. I advance. I advance. In the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands? Say, for advancement. I receive inspiration for advancement. I receive illumination for advancement. I receive revelation for advancement. I receive enlightenment for advancement. I receive clarity for, can we pray, inspiration, illumination, revelation, enlightenment, clarity for advancement, for advancement, for advancement. I receive divine ideas. I receive insight. I receive wisdom. I receive favor. I receive grace. I receive empowerment
for advancement, for advancement. Insight, wisdom, insight, ideas, favor, grace, empowerment for advancement. I receive directives, instructions, direction, guidance for advancement. I advance in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. Say, I advance. My eyes are open to see. I advance. My ears are open to hear. I advance. My mind is open to conceive. I advance. My heart is open to understand. I advance. My feet are made strong to progress. I advance. My hands are strengthened to lay hold of a promise. I advance. I advance. I advance. My eyes are open to see. I advance. My ears are open to hear. I advance. My mind is open to conceive. I advance. My hands are strengthened to lay hold of a promise. I advance. My heart is open to understand. I advance. My feet are made strong to progress. I advance. I want us to take that again. Lift up your hands and say, I advance. Say, my eyes are open to see. My ears are open to hear. My mind is open to conceive. My heart is open to understand. My feet are made strong to progress. My hands are strengthened to lay hold of the promise. I advance. I advance. I advance. Your hands lifted up. Can we pray? I advance from every moodiness, from the spirit of heaviness, from every depression, from every despair. I advance from every moodiness, every spirit of heaviness, every depression, every despair. I advance. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be hindered. I advance. I make progress. I move forward by the force of God, by the power of God, by the grace of God, by the favor of God. I advance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Whatever is clouding your vision, they are cleared off in the name of Jesus. For your advancement, you can't advance beyond what you can see. That's why your vision is important for your advancement. Everything be clouding your vision, let them be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Whatever is slowing down your progress, let them be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Whatever is stopping your forward movements, let them be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Whatever is distracting you from your goals, let them be cleared away in the name of Jesus. Whatever is showing you false alternatives, let them be taken away in the name of Jesus. Let the influence of darkness over your life and destiny be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Receive the empowerment to advance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. When we give our life to Christ, thank you. As we have learned since the beginning of the year, He makes us supernatural. He created us in His image and His likeness so that we can be like Him. And since our God is supernatural, we are like Him. We also look at in what ways do we look like Him in intelligence, in creativity and innovation, and in various ways we look like Him. There is a reason why He made us supernatural. When we give our life to Christ, He makes us supernatural and He enlists us into His army. So once you are born again, you are part of the armies of God. You are no longer a civilian. Stop behaving like a bloody civilian. Tell somebody, you are a soldier. Ask the person, are you born again? See, if you are born again, you are enlisted into the armies of the Lord. You are a soldier. Stop behaving like a bloody. I don't know why they call civilians bloody, but today I'm a soldier, so I'm interested in calling them bloody. I'm no longer a civilian, a soldier of the Lord. We are enlisted into the army of the Lord. Every army has a mission. Operation Lafia Dole, Operation Crocodile Smile, they are all missions. Operation Python Dance, they are all missions. For us, when Jesus was going, he gave us a mission. Matthew 10, from verse 7 to 8, as you go, preach, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, bring deliverance. That is your mission. So, we have a mission. We have a mission of Operation One Bring One per month. Operation Everyone Prays for Another Person. Operation Lay Hands on the Sick. These are missions that the Lord gave us. So, every soldier is enlisted, and every soldier has a mission. Listen, there are two ways people enter the military. You volunteer yourself to join, or during war, they force you to join. But you know the important thing. After you have volunteered yourself and you join, and they take you, you are no longer a volunteer. You can't say, see, being a me, volunteer myself to join. And I don't talk, say, I know they do again. You can't say that. Once you don't join army, you don't join army. You obey the last command. Listen to me. You are no longer a volunteer. You are being enlisted into the armies of God. You have a mission that has been given to you. And that mission is to preach the gospel. That mission is to do all things possible for people to be saved. You have a mission. You are not a volunteer. That is one. A good soldier is not a mercenary. A mercenary does everything for money. A mercenary does everything for gain. So you are not permitted to say, oh Lord, after all I have served you, I prayed, you never did it for me, and because of that, I no go do again. You are not a mercenary. You are a soldier. That the commanding officer did not make what they asked available at the time they asked for does not give you the permission. You say, I'm not going to do it again. You can't just wake up and say, during war, and say, I know they do it again. It is punishable offense by death. Until Christians come to an understanding that they are soldiers and they are not civilians, all this indiscipline and civilian walk, talk in the church will not stop. You are a soldier. From the first service, we now started looking at the characteristics of a good soldier. And the first one we look at is that a good soldier is the property of the king. A good soldier is not his own. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. See, once you gave your life to Christ, you lost your freedom. He gave you his freedom. You belong to him. You are his soldier. He can call you at any time. Know that you are the property of a king. For modern time and modern generation, I might not want to use property, but intentionally you use it. Because mother is had nobody owns me. Nobody can command me any around. Nobody. You don't understand. Somebody owns you. Somebody can command you around if you are born again. And the name of that person is Jesus. You belong to somebody. You are somebody's property. If you are a soldier. We learned at the first service also that a soldier endures hardness. Endures hardship. Hardship comes with the job of a soldier. Everybody knows, even a 5-year-old person knows, that soldier work, no be small work. During Paris, they are there. In cold, in heat. Once they say, this is your mission, this is where you are, this is where you stay, they are there, no complaint. And in the first service, we went to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we look at the mission of Paul, the Paris, and the things he failed to serve as an example to us that we all face hardship. And we must be ready to overcome it. The third thing we learn at the first service is that a good soldier does not fight imaginary enemies. He fights the real enemy. Ephesians 6:12 says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. So Mama Lagbaja is not the enemy. When you fight an imaginary enemy, you waste resources. It is against principality, against powers. Those are our enemies. We went to the second service. We look at the fact that a soldier does not desert his mission. He cannot wake up and say, I disappear. He cannot wake up and say, I'm not coming again. A soldier cannot wake up and say, I'm not doing again. He dare not. They call it absent without leave. They are of different grade. Missing in the command. Absent without leave. And desertion. Desertion during war is punishable by death. It is treason. It is murder. You don't do it. You must know that as you give your life to Christ and you are a soldier, there are some things you can never do again. I don't like what they are doing. I will not go again. Ah, soldier, you cannot. He cannot say, the people we are in the platoon together, they are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. Therefore, I am leaving. You dare not. Even in your place of work, there is no soldier. How many hypocrites are there? Have you resigned and left? But when you come to church, everybody is hypocrite. That church, they are all hypocrites. I'm not going again. Some of you left some churches because you think everybody is a hypocrite, except you. There's something wrong with you. You can't leave. Oh. You can't wake up and leave. Even try to resign and see what you will go through before they accept your resignation. He that has put his hand in the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. We also learn that the soldier finishes his course and keeps the faith. We learn that the soldier is always ready. And we concluded the second service by saying a soldier does not entangle himself with civilian affairs. 2 Timothy 2:4. He doesn't concern himself with the affairs of this world. He moves at the command of the Lord. Let's see how far we can go in this service. 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. 2 Timothy 2. Let's take 1 to 4. Let's take it from 1 to 4 again for context. For context. 1 to 4. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus. Continue. And what you have heard from me, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Move to New King James for me. Move to New King James. Move to New King James. Put 3 and 4 on the screen. And I want all of us to read together. 3 and 4. Let's go. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of the Lord. No one engage in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. That's what? That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. A good soldier always seeks to please the master who enlisted him into the army. A good soldier does not say, I will live my life anyhow I like. Nobody can tell me anything. Leave Bible, leave Bible, leave church. This one a money matter. This one a business matter. He is not a soldier. He is a mercenary. He is a volunteer. He is not a soldier. He is not a good soldier. A good soldier lives his life to please his commander officer. He serves only the one that enlisted him. A good soldier knows that once he becomes a soldier, he lives for the state, he lives for the country, he becomes not my will, not my plans, not for fame, not my ambition. It is the mission that matters. For a soldier, it is a country and the mission that matters. If you are a soldier, it's the mission and the kingdom of God that must take preeminence and that must be matter unto you. A good soldier will always say, he must increase. I must decrease. John 3:30. A good soldier has no ambition, no personal ambition, but only God-given kingdom vision. When you don't know when war will come tomorrow, a good soldier knows tomorrow may be Kaduna. 3 months' time, it might be Suleja. Another 6 months, where will it be? He doesn't even know. That is why he is a soldier. Is ever prepared. See, some words of Jesus can only be understood if you are a soldier. Let's look at one of them. Matthew chapter 10, 34 to 39. Matthew 10, 34 to 39. Matthew 10. Not Malachi, Matthew. Matthew 10, 34. I'm reading to 39, so please go with me. Look at Jesus talking. These are part of what we call the difficult sayings of Jesus. I want us to interpret this with a mind point of view of a soldier. Look at it. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. What is his name? Prince of Peace. But let's not go in that direction. I did not come to bring peace for this world. Soldier, please call somebody by your side. Soldier, let me hear you. Okay. Continue, sir. For I have come. Now Jesus, they talk. No, be Paul. Now Jesus. I have come to do what? Set a man against his father, or a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus. And a man's enemy will be those of his own household. 37. Jesus. 37. He who loves father, mother, more than me is not worthy to be my soldier. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy to be my soldier. You know why you must interpret this with a viewpoint of a soldier? Is the fact that your wife is about to deliver in the hospital. Your commanding officer calls you and say, Zaria, tomorrow morning. You can't say you are not going. He has come to bring mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. It was when I was in the hospital. That was when my mother-in-law, Nan, said he is going for evangelism and mission in Kamuku land. That is the life of a soldier. When you live well as a soldier, you will be misunderstood because nobody can explain you. Sir, ma, you are not a civilian. Stop living like one. You are a soldier. The call of duty can come at any time. Jesus, let me go back and bury the dead. He didn't say bury them. Bury my father. My father. Imagine you are alive. The day they are doing the burial of your father, you now say, I'm going on mission. Is there something wrong with you? But Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. But you, come and follow me. That is the life of a soldier. Many scriptures can only be understood well when you know that you are a soldier. Listen, a soldier does not please himself. A soldier does not please others. A soldier only pleases his commander in chief who enlisted him. Ask somebody, are you sure you are a soldier? Are soldiers sleeping in this service? Ask somebody, are you sure you are a soldier? These are questions we need to ask ourselves over and over again. So one, a soldier lives to please his commanding officer. Can we bow down and just talk to him? Can you ask the Lord, Lord, is my life pleasing unto you? Make me a channel of blessing. Is my life pleasing unto you? Can we make amends? Can we just make amends? Lord, please help me make my life pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The uniform of every soldier is unique. Every country. When you see the uniform of a soldier, it is smart. In fact, the uniform can tempt you to join military. Have you seen the black shoe of a soldier when soldiers were soldiers? Before we started destroying our country ourselves. In fact, it can almost be a mirror. When you look at the shoe, you can almost see yourself there. Uniform, discipline, done very well. Every soldier has a uniform. But for us, as a Christian, we were given the uniform of a Roman soldier. In the second service, I was explaining to them, once you enlist into the Roman soldier, you cannot marry. You cannot farm. You cannot trade. You cannot do any other business. The kingdom is in charge of your life, and they will provide for everything you need. Just obey final instructions. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 9:7, he said, no soldier fights on his own expense. 1 Corinthians 9:7, give me. Look at it. Whoever, who is it that goes to war at his own expense? I love this scripture because it makes me know that if I am a true soldier to the Lord, a good soldier, I don't need to bother about my finances. I don't need to bother about provision. I don't need to bother about tomorrow. For God will provide for all those things. I'm not sure. I've not heard that news. As terrible as Nigerians, I've not heard it to that extent. That soldiers were fighting bandits and fighting Boko Haram and food finished. And there was no food for them to eat. It can reach that, but I've not heard that news. And I pray it will never reach that. The government will always make food available. The government will always clothe you. They will always make food available. They will always make ammunition available and weapons available. Why? No soldier fights at his own expense. So in the Roman time, there is a kind of uniform that they put on. And we, the Lord, wants us to put on also. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. I'll rush through it. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Jump to 12. Jump to 12. 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, that's imaginary enemy, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in this heavenly place. That's the real enemy. Okay. Continue. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having guided your ways with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of a gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of a wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. I will come in the future and dwell on this. But I just needed to know quickly that a soldier puts on his uniform. And his uniform is the whole armor of God. Look at this. Belt of truth. You know, have you worn a trouser or a skirt that is bigger than your waist before? And you use belt to hold it. It is truth that holds every armor, every uniform together. When the belt removes, you discover that you will be distracted and you will be holding on. When there is no truth in your life, you will be distracted. You will be looking for another lie to cover up for everything. So one of the weapons and the dressing that you are known by as a Christian is the truth. So once you are a soldier, your words are words of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness covers the heart. The shoe of the gospel. Your shoe. You are preaching the gospel. So when you don't do evangelism, you have no shoes in your dressing. The shield of faith to block every fiery dart of darkness. The helmet of salvation to cover your head. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God with various weapons and instruction to counteract and destroy everything. And the last verse 18 is praying in the spirit. We can add one more to it, being watchful and persevering. These are uniforms that God gave us. But notice, if you check everything, there is nothing protecting your back. So in Christianity, we don't turn back. When you turn back, you expose yourself to the enemy. But as long as you are facing strong, everything is covered. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? There is no weapon or covering for the back. We don't turn back. So as soldiers, we please the commanding officer. As soldiers, we put on the whole armor of God. Number three, as soldiers, we obey orders strictly and immediately. As soldiers, we obey orders strictly and immediately. The difference between death and life for a soldier is an immediate response to his commanding officer's order. If you delay too much, you might be in trouble. If you delay too much, something can happen to you. A soldier obeys the order of his commanding officer strictly and immediately. Strictly and immediately. What did God tell you last week? What was the word of God to you last year? Have you obeyed them? Are you a soldier? A soldier obeys the last command and he takes order strictly and immediately. Your delayed obedience is what has put you into trouble. If only you hang on to him and obey him quickly, you will see his works and his wonders immediately. Remember, brethren, you are not a civilian. You are a soldier. And soldiers respond immediately. Forward march. What do? You forward and you march. You march forward. You don't say, "Oga, there is speaker." A soldier does not ask those stupid questions. It's only civilian that asks those questions. A soldier has been trained to jump over this thing. So he doesn't look at it. It is not an obstruction. It is an opportunity to put his training into place in jumping over it. Oga, there is river in the front. Oh. No. He has been trained to swim. He has gone through amphibian training. He does not say no to the master. Can I conclude by telling you this? Every instruction that God asks you to do is for your good, is not for God. Do it quickly. Do it immediately. Save yourself from heartbreak. Save yourself from troubles. You are a soldier. Don't question God. Don't question his word. Do it immediately. Do you notice that every express instruction of God that we willfully, intentionally went against. Did you notice that we paid for it? Did you notice that it boomerang? Did you notice that some of us are still going through it? What the commanding officer can see, you can't see. Remember, the commanding officer has already won the victory. He knows where the traps are. He knows where the enemy is hiding. He has won the victory in advance before he brought you into the military, into the armies. Obey him speedily and swiftly. I ask that the Lord will give you empowerment to be a good soldier in the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands to him and say, empower me to be a good soldier in your army, Lord. In the name of Jesus, empower me to be a good soldier in your army. May I not fail you. May I not disobey you. May I live my life to please you. Help me put on my uniform, my whole armor. Help me to obey you strictly. Help me to endure hardness. Help me endure hardness. Help me live my life for you. Help me follow my commanding officer. Help me know that I am no longer my own, that I belong to Jesus. Help me to take instructions from Jesus. All distractions as I go out tomorrow from colleagues, from neighbors, from friends, that will make me behave like a civilian. Help me with them. Help me live my life as a soldier of the Lord. We thank you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. At the second service, we sang a song I want us to sing once again.
Are you in the Lord's army? Are you in the Lord's army?
Let's go.
I will. I will.
One more time.
Are you in the Lord's army? Are you in the Lord's army? Never. From my mommy's boss to daddy, my younger ones.
Yes. I think I'll look for the adult version and replace all those tell lies to mommy, steal from port and all that. All that. The Lord bless you real good in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.